Hey, hey, it's Digital Sister, and I'm back. Thank you for continuing to tune in and download. You guys are downloading Digital Sister like crazy. I really appreciate it, and I just love the fact that the fan base continues to grow. Well, let me start off with something about Elizabeth Edwards, who is wife of presidential candidate John Edwards, and this is something that she said a few weeks ago, but when I was having trouble recording, I couldn't really bring it up. But I wanted to touch on that because I think it speaks volumes of what I've talked about in previous podcasts. You may remember a few weeks ago that she got into a little bit of hot water when she said, well, we can't make John black and we can't make him a woman. And so without her even realizing, that comment really struck a nerve with me, because what it spoke to was how the presidential candidacy of Senator Barack Obama and Senator Hillary Clinton has thrown a wrench into the candidacy. And it speaks to the browning of America and the changing wish, I think, for a change in leadership. And so what Elizabeth Edwards was really saying was, in many ways, is that the two candidates, Senator Clinton and Senator Obama, have really shaken up how we should view leadership. And remember, leadership for the presidential candidate and for a lot of high elected official positions has still very much been, we've been conditioned to only see white males as leaders, and white males who are the only ones who should be privileged to hold this kind of position. But what happened was is that Elizabeth Edwards, I think, really spoke to that feeling that she wasn't too comfortable with the fact that there are other types of leaders emerging in what always has been the domain of white males. And so she really touched on that, and that really struck a nerve with me. And so it speaks to the browning of America, that there are going to be changes in leadership, that other people will step up to the plate, and that the once conditioned view that only white males should hold these positions is changing. And I think that really shook her up in a lot of ways. And when I heard her say that comment, what it said to me was, hey, maybe John isn't saying things that are really resonating with the voters. You've got two kind of star candidates who are out there really bringing something new and different to the race, whereas John, he's another white male who we've always seen, and God knows we see that on the Republican side. But I thought her comment was very interesting, and I think it speaks to how subtle people's biases are, and people don't even realize what they're saying. And so really what she might look at is, it's not so much that these new candidates are taking away from the conditioned, quote, white male, but it's a matter of maybe presidential candidate John Edwards isn't resonating enough with voters to really stand out. And I think because there are two new people on the scene, it's opening up people's minds, some minds, to the possibility that a leader in a high office like that in America no longer just has to be a white male. We're seeing other countries around the world who have women as president or as prime minister, things like that, and even in high political positions. And so I think even though America screams about diversity and this and that, we're still a little behind in some ways. But I think these two candidates, Senator Clinton and Senator Obama, have shaken up what has been comfortable and what has been conditioned. So it'll be very interesting to see if she makes any more of those comments. But I think after she made that, she probably will think probably a little bit more carefully about what she says. But let me move on. I want to thank Rocker John Mellencamp for really stepping up to the plate and really writing a song about the Gen of Six. And you can hear it on HTTP /2/ relative-way.com/GenaStream. And it's a great song, and I thought it was really very, very cool of him to step up and to write a song about that whole Gen of Six thing. And to David Bowie, too, who donated $10,000 to the defense. There's something very sinister going on in Jenna, and the story's not over. And as we know, Michael Bell is back in jail because they found ways to maneuver the court system for that. And so I think, the fight's not over. I think there's going to be a lot of retaliation from the court system there. And I think Michael Bazden and Tavis and some of the other, and Tyler Perry, they're all very right that eventually those families are going to have to be moved out of Jenna because their safety is not going to be guaranteed. I just thank John Mellencamp for really doing that. And it'd be nice if I think a lot of other stars who have the potential to create awareness or donations, whatever, but who have the ability to raise the awareness in their particular fan base, which was very cool. Because, John's from Indiana. He's kind of a heartland rocker. And he kind of took this on. And so the song is going to be part of a new album that's coming up. So kudos to John Mellencamp. Very cool, very cool. Let's talk about, before I get into some other things, I just want to say farewell to two of my favorite performers, French mime Marcel Marceau, who I had no idea he was 83 or 84 when he passed away a few weeks ago, but I just always remember watching him on the Ed Sullivan Show and so many of the variety shows that used to be on many years ago, and he was just a wonderful character who seemed to, pass through decades, and he seemed to quietly call attention to things with his own personal craft. And when I lived in New York City, you could see how much he impacted a lot of the street artists and street musicians because a lot of them would do mime. So his influence will be missed, and I don't think there's really been anybody else who can take that over. And I have to say that the same thing about Luciano Pavarotti. I remember he was like a rock star. When I was living in New York, he was always at the Met. It was always an article about him in the New York Times, and so his voice was just unbelievable, and that personality. So again, we're going to miss him too, because I don't think there's anybody else who's really going to fill those shoes, and that's the same thing with Beverly Sills too. I think the unique gift that Beverly Sills had and Luciano Pavarotti had is that they took a really highbrow art form and kind of made it like a rock star status, and it brought opera, I think, greater awareness, and it brought a greater awareness to people who might not usually think of opera as something that they enjoy. But those two people in particular really did something to make opera a very, very interesting thing. And so we're going to miss them, and so I just wanted to take a few moments to say that. And another performer who was a favorite of mine was Alice Ghostly, and she passed away a few weeks ago. You may remember her. She played the ditzy Esmeralda on Bewitched, and more recently she played the even funnier Bernice Clifton on my favorite show, Designing Women. And when she would sing to Anthony, black man, where have you gone to? It would just crack me up. But she was just such a great comedian, and just seemed to be, just somebody you would love to have over for tea. So she will be missed too. And again, a lot of these great comedic stars, they're just not going to be replaced, because today comedy is different. People think of comedy as putting down people rather than making it just a funny story or just being funny. We've lost the art sometimes of just being funny. Now, what's up with some of our rappers? I mean, T.I. just getting arrested. He got, a couple awards at the Hip Hop Award, but he's sending his bodyguard out to buy machine guns with silencers. I mean, what is that about? And Foxy Brown, she's still being a diva in jail. I mean, I don't get it. And then we got Snoop, who's out having to pick up garbage as part of his community service. I mean, what's up with these guys? They're living their dream. They wanted to be in music, and they've seemed like in some ways they self-destruct. I don't understand it. And so you have to kind of look at why rap is taking a hit now. Why, record sales are down, and you see other types of genres coming up. Because people are getting a little tired of these rappers who are making tons of money and doing videos and whatever, but they're doing stupid things in their personal lives. So I'm hoping that T.I. is not involved in anything crazy, because I think he's a felon. That's why he was arrested, because they're not supposed to have weapons. But anyway, I hope that a lot of them will start thinking a bit more, and they will just get back to making music and leave all this other stuff alone. I mean, there are enough examples out there in your industry that tells you, you don't have to go down the same road. Just stick to making good music. That's what we want to hear from you. We don't want to read about you in the paper or hear about your rap sheet. We want to hear some rap music. In any event, I am so proud of Tyler Perry and what he's done. I got to go see the movie Why Did I Get Married, but I loved his movie Diary of a Black Woman. That was good. But I mean, he's doing such wonderful things, and I think a lot of other black actors need to sit up and take notice. He's not waiting for people to come to him and put him in movies. He's creating his own films, and as a result of that, he's revived a lot of careers. Cicely Tyson, and just people that we don't get to see enough in films because too many other people get the film roles. But, actors take note of what Tyler is doing. Start creating your own films. Start creating your own studios so you won't have to wait for a major studio to come and hopefully hire you. I mean, I think Angela Bassett's a great actress, but she's not doing anything, So, why don't we just take note of what Tyler's doing? Because what's happening is Tyler's going to be the one who's going to be reviving and putting a lot of our black actors to work. He's going to be the one. He's already started doing that with this being his third film. So I am just so excited for him because he really beat out some of these other movies with some of these majority stars. It's pretty amazing what he's doing. I mean, he took in just over this weekend $21.5 million and blew the latest competitor, The Game Plan, Michael Clayton, which is a George Clooney film, out of the water. So he's obviously tapped into something that works. And kudos to Tyler. Keep making those movies. And hopefully the rest of our black actors and actresses will wake up and start doing their own thing too. Don't wait for somebody to come knocking at your door. Now, I've just read something about these grills. I don't understand what that's about because I wouldn't want all that stuff on my teeth. I mean, braces is one thing, but gold grills, I don't know. And what they're finding out is that apparently these grills, because of how they're put in your mouth and the fact that bacteria gets in there, it's kind of a health hazard. And what they're saying right now is that black males have the highest incidence of oral cancer than any other racial or ethnic group. And I thought that was pretty alarming too. So I would just say, guys, women, whoever, think carefully before you put that on, because apparently it's kind of permanent and it's cemented on, and you have to go to the dentist and all that if you get them removed and all that. But be very careful with your teeth, because what may be a fad today and it might look cute right now, who's to say in 5, 10, 15 years you may not have some extreme dental problems where you might even lose your teeth, or you just have just a lot of unpleasant dental work to go through. So even though it's a hip-hop statement, it's a fashion statement, you know, think very carefully before you put something like that in your mouth. Maybe there's something you can do that's, you know, like a fake tattoo. Maybe you get a fake grill or something that wouldn't cause much damage or much harm. But I'm just like, yeesh. Because I'm just thinking of myself. If I see somebody with a grill, I'm like thinking bacteria. Because you know, if you're eating, you're not cleaning your teeth. Don't let me get into that. But you know what I mean. Bacteria, grills. You do the math. Let's see, what else is going on? Oh, let me tell you, I had the wonderful privilege of seeing Queen Latifah in concert on October 5th. What a show. She is such a great singer. Her band was so tight. It was so good. And it's so funny, when I came and sat down in my seat and, you know, they had the band instruments on stage, and I said, wow, real instruments. So that really took me off guard. But she came out, she sang, and she knows her style, which is good for her, which is kind of jazzy, slow ballads. Just really good. I was pleasantly surprised. I was wondering if she was going to do one of her first cuts. Was it Give Me Body, Give Me Body? But she didn't do that because she's clearly in another mode right now. But if you have a chance to see her tour when it comes by, it's called Traveling Light, get a ticket because you will thoroughly enjoy the show. She creates the mood. Her backup singers were tip-top, and everything was tight. It was a really, really good show, and I really thoroughly enjoyed myself. So in any event, I'm going to kind of end right now so I don't bend your ear forever, but I will be back with you in a few days. And remember, as Gil Scott-Heron said, the revolution will be televised, but the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will be on radio. Digital Sister, signing out. Who tests you? Come and swing that.